All right, we got one more. The one more is big. She is known as
Sturm Center.
Here he go, Sturm.
Sponsors?
Rodeo Goat.
What are you doing, man? Got to do the sponsors, man. It's June 7th, and you know what that means? Yesterday was Justin's birthday. Happy 15th to young Justinito.
Nice.
But today is the 10-year anniversary of Game 4. What do we know about Game 4 of the 2011 NBA Finals? We've given you enough Mavs bad news. Let's do some Mavs good news. In fact, pump this up. Ball Don't Lie, or no, it's not Ball Don't Lie. It's ballislife.com on the Twitter posted this morning. It gave me happy despite the sads. This is from the 2011 championship video or whatever it was, and I just was swept away to 10 years ago today. Maybe Dirk's top moment, the flu game. Let's listen to the retelling of the story.
It is game four of the 2011 NBA Finals, and for the Dallas Mavericks, it's truly a must-win situation.
As the Heat looked to take a 3-1 series lead, the Mavericks already faced an uphill battle. But their task was going to be tougher than anyone had realized.
The night before, I go home and start shivering a little bit, started to call. I was like, I probably just need to go to bed, and I'll be great tomorrow. But it just didn't happen that way.
He's not saying anything. He's kind of just slumped over.
The trainer comes in and says, Dirk's sick. Huh? Sick? We were like, we got the flu. Oh, I said, oh, no. Not right now. Not in this moment.
Shoot, this might be the biggest game of my life, and I'm here sweating and shivering and frustrated.
Oh, did y'all hear me cough?
Oh, stop it there. Make it stop. So the Dwayne Wade LeBron walks down,
doesn't it?
And not only them coughing, but the laughing. Like, it's maniacal.
Yeah.
Why would they respect, and that's the thing, and I think LeBron, I bet you if you ask him regrettable moments in his career, that's damn near the very top.
Yeah, but they didn't respect him at the time.
So sorry.
It's hubris. It's this dude from Germany isn't as good as us. They mocked him.
Go from 85 degree weather, man, go to 90.
Men now.
Dirk Nowitzki is playing tonight's basketball game with a fever perhaps as high as 102 degrees.
Dirk was absolutely obsessed with winning the game, and he was not going to allow our team to lose.
They would still need one more heroic effort from their leader.
Nowitzki at the free throw circle to the right, guarded by Haslam.
82-81.
15 on the shot. Now the shot's down to 13. Dirk facing to the right. Goes quickly to the right. And lays it in! Oh!
I have that picture in my office.
And Dirk Nowitzki quickly went off into the locker room. How difficult was this game for him to play through that fever?
Oh, man, it was tough because he was battling 100 and something fever right now. He was barely able to talk. Every time he tried to speak, he started coughing up. He was wheezing.
Think of the video of Wade and LeBron coughing.
Well, I just thought it was a little childish, a little ignorant. You know, I've been in this league for 13 years. I never faked an injury or an illness before. It's not going to add anything extra to me. This is the NBA Finals. If you need an extra motivation, you have a problem.
And then Caron Butler was talking to Bally Sports about this. I thought we could listen to this,
about
too.
The Jordan flu game. When Dirk got sick, people always compare, like they talk about the Jordan flu game. Isaiah Thomas, the injury to the ankle and how he imposed his will. When Dirk got sick, and I mean he was sick, I did not think Dirk was going to be able to play. And I'll never forget him being mocked by a good friend of mine, godfather to one of my kids, Dwayne Wade, and LeBron James. And we saw the video, like we saw the visual of like them coughing and making fun of the whole situation.
Oh, did y'all hear me cough? I think I'm sick.
just weather, man.
Weather is crazy.
It's hard to go from 85-degree weather and then go to
And when he had got wind of people thinking that he wasn't built for the moment, like, he was just dialed in to a whole nother level. And it immediately just shifted where, I'm telling you, I say this with the utmost confidence, I knew that we was going to have a parade in Dallas. That moment right there when that happened, and I just seen his focus, like, he was already dialed in, but he just, he took it there. I was like, oh, it's a wrap. I'm like, y'all just won us the championship. I was like, thank you. Thank you for doubting him and mocking him in this moment, because, like, he's dialed in on a whole nother level now. And you've seen it, whether it was Chris Bosh, whether it was Udonis Haslam, whether it was LeBron James, whether he was throwing a double team or trying to box men. Man, he had an answer to every off defensive set or scheme that was thrown at him.
That's a Caron Butler.
That's awesome.
That's tough juice.
So fired up, you know, after he got hurt in January or February, whenever that was. It's really cool to hear him, because he was a huge part of this thing before he got hurt.
Yeah.
Like that, I mean, the season was over, yeah, we thought.
That was the thought when he blew his ACL, I think, in Milwaukee that season in January.
God.
We thought, how are you going to overcome that? So there it is.
Hey, man. What a freaking, well, I mean.
That's why I'll always hate LeBron.
Yes.
I don't care how good of a guy he's become. And
I agree.
He's learned from this. I still hate him. And yeah, I will always hate him.
That's, and Dwayne Wade, too. And Dwayne seems like
him
a nice
too.
Guy. You know?
They made a huge mistake.
They did.
Yeah, they did. And you know what? If Dirk wants to forgive him, that's cool. I don't want to. And you're right. It comes back to that 10-second video. And just the bully of, hey, you're not on our level. And then they got humbled because I think LeBron went off for 8 that night.
And he was perfectly healthy, right?
And he was perfectly healthy. And then game 5 was Jason Terry humbling him again. And then game 6 was the one suit game. And so.
Has he ever spoken to that, to your knowledge?
LeBron?
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, I want to say recently he points to the 2011 final.
This specific moment, though.
He soft shoes the flu stuff, but the general, his state of mind, and I'm positive that goes into it, and the 8-point game, and passing us several times where they kind of needed him to take over, and letting Dwayne do it, and I do think that was a pivotal humbling, if you will, for him, and I think his career's gone pretty well since then.
I wish
Kawhi should have. Maybe he should have coughed at Luka. Might have made a difference.
Yeah, Kawhi just doesn't even think of that. He's too busy figuring out how to destroy you.
You know what I saw Kawhi do for the first time ever in this series?
Blink.
Smile.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he'll do that once in a while. You have to really look for it, though. Tomorrow.
Blink.
We'll cover Azerbaijan. I know you've been waiting about that.
Oh, the race.
Did you see what happened?
I did not, but someone lost a lead.
Someone lost a lead.
Steppenwolf.
Maybe you should do the segment.
Right?
Yeah.
Did he crash?
Max Verstappen.
Yeah, Verstappenwolf.
Steppenwolf.
I was close.
Not really.
It was quite a morning of racing, let me tell you.
Okay.
But we'll wait till tomorrow.
All right, 6:15.